Dear Cheap Astronomy, are there still plans for a crewed asteroid mission? Well, not really. There's probably still lots of people thinking about such a mission, but there's nothing that's in any respect scheduled, at least for NASA, and as far as we know. The closest NASA got was a mission on paper plan of flying a crewed Orion capsule into lunar orbit and later depart that orbit on a new trajectory that looped out further into deep space to enable an asteroid encounter and then loop back again to the Moon, after which the spacecraft would follow a return trajectory back to Earth. The idea of looping out into deep space from the Moon has merit, insofar as there's some possibility of limping back to the Moon on a return loop in the event of some unexpected calamity or major equipment malfunction. Think Apollo 13. But for that loop idea to work, you can neither land on nor orbit an asteroid, since once you've fired your retro rockets, all the benefits of being on a looping trajectory will be lost. So, the plan, called the Asteroid Retrieval Mission, was not to stop at an asteroid, but instead to rendezvous the crewed spacecraft with a robotic mission that had been sent out beforehand. That robotic mission might have bagged an asteroid, literally capturing an 8-meter diameter asteroid in an open bag. And once bagged, a drawstring would be pulled tight, and then the whole thing would be flown back towards the Moon using gentle trajectory corrections, remembering that the asteroid would be orbiting the Sun anyway, so all you have to do is tweak that solar orbit into the right direction needed for the rendezvous. Trouble is, small bodies of 8 meters in diameter are very unlikely to be spherical, since they won't have enough intrinsic mass to generate the gravity required to form a sphere. And with something that's that small, you won't really know its exact shape until you get quite close. And if it isn't the right shape, it could take a while, not to mention luck, to find another similar-sized body that's within reach of your fuel supply. And even if you do fortuitously find a roughly spherical object that is around the right size, it's likely to be spinning relative to the spacecraft. So either that spinning will shred the bag that you try and enclose it in, or otherwise if you try and clamp down on it, your spacecraft will adopt that same spin. And if you do decide you are going to clamp down on it, then what's the point of the stupid bag? So instead, Plan B was adopted, and it was actually called Plan B, whereby a robotic lander with four outstretched legs would visit a large aggregate asteroid and land astride a small boulder, say 4 meters in diameter, which was fortuitously sitting on the asteroid's surface. Various clamps and screws would then secure the boulder, and the lander would lift off again with a piece of asteroid firmly in its grasp. Of course, Plan B also required a fair bit of luck in finding just the right boulder, and you'd need pinpoint landing accuracy to land astride something that was just the right size, and you couldn't manage that landing remotely given the radio delay with Earth. Furthermore, even if you did find a boulder the right size, you can't be entirely sure it is just a boulder rather than an iceberg with most of its mass hidden beneath the asteroid's surface. And if you don't get lucky the first time, you've got to expend a lot of fuel until you find a boulder that's just right. Anyhow, whether it's Plan A or B, or C or D, the idea is to get a piece of asteroid on a trajectory where the crewed Orion spacecraft can rendezvous with it without having to markedly veer off its loop trajectory back to the Moon. When they do rendezvous, the two craft dock, and an astronaut does a spacewalk to collect lots of samples from the captured asteroid, anything from surface dust to drill cores, all of which are collected into sealed containers. The astronaut then returns to the Orion capsule, the two craft undock, and the Orion returns first to the Moon, and then back to Earth, along with carefully curated samples of an asteroid. The asteroid redirect mission was an idea pending approval around 2013, but it never got up. A key criticism was that it wouldn't contribute any new learning to the longer-term plans of flying a crew to Mars. So, if you have an asteroid mission plan, getting it approved firstly depends upon your plan having low risk and not too much dependency on luck, and it also has to fit the major objectives of your employer, in this case NASA. But if you've got all those ducks lined up, then it's ad asteroid.